Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 26. Our air date is Thursday, June 26th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
She still hasn't booted me out of the house, folks. I'm feeling really good about life. We've got with us tonight a very special guest. These folks are hailing from Saginaw, Michigan. We love their music. Great White Rhino joins us. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hey, this is a real pleasure for us. We had the distinct pleasure of meeting you guys when you were sharing a stage with Louie Lee last spring at the West Town in Bay City, and just fell in love with your music. You guys really tore it up.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to meet you guys.
So you've been together, what, about a decade now?
Yeah, probably. Kevin and I have been playing together for about a decade, and, you know, we've been in a couple different bands, but this band finally got a new drummer, and probably, was it 4 years now?
Yeah,
so about 4 years, but we really excited. We picked up his old drummer, so it's like we've been playing forever together now.
Yeah, so. Kind of all friends, too.
Well, you really seemed to gel on stage. It was fun to see the presence and see the performance there. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you've been together for that good period of time. You feel like you've got the lineup the way you want it now. Who have been your influences? You've got a true classic rock sound. What really kind of gelled for you guys? What brought you together as far as your influences are concerned?
I guess for me, like classic rock, blues, 90s, stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, the same exact thing, really. I love The Doors and a lot of older tunes, you know. Those are my jams. STP, we like a lot of the 90s tones, but we like the recording process of the old school stuff, but and the songwriting, too. It's how they all played together live. It's just amazing.
Yeah. You seem to put a lot of emphasis in getting the crowd involved when you're on stage. I know there was an awful lot of interaction that was going on there with the folks that were out front when we saw you. Do you find the folks really engaging with you like that? Does that help while you're up on stage?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When they're into it, we get into it 10 times more. You know, you feed off their energy and everything like that. Sometimes it's really hard when, if we play a club, it's empty and you think you don't sound good, but you hear recordings, you're like, wow, it sounded great. But a lot of times it's easy to feed off their energy, play better, and just, you know, more people, it just seems better, you know.
No question. Tell us about this first one that we've got queued up, You Got Love. Great tune. Love this one. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this song.
Just kind of like, you know, we're writing the melodies, we're getting together, we're just trying to come up with a good melody, and he came up with a great slide part, and we just kind of built the music together, and then just kind of slowly picked away at writing it, and, you know, kind of just like, you know, being in relationships and everything like that, and just a lot of just hidden meanings, but, you know, kind of out there and open, too.
Like, well, that's the sorts of things that we can certainly relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the best music, when everybody can relate, you know, when you're going through something like that in your life, and, you know, music can capture that moment, make you think about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and certainly with the audience participation like you've got, it does make a difference in the song. Not just from your standpoint, I'm certain in playing it, but when we can feel the same thing that you're generating from stage.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we want.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Great White Rhino and You Got Love.
All right.
Thank you. by Great White Rhino, and that is You Got Love. We were talking a little bit about the influences, and you can kind of hear a bit of those 90s influences in that. But the thing I love about Great White Rhino is you have your own sound. That's kind of the cool thing about a number of the folks that we've had on the show, but you guys really define this as a band. You can't pin your sound on any one thing. You're unique.
Oh, yeah, nice. Awesome. Yeah, we like so many different influences, so it's like just kind of all smashed together and became that. Yeah.
That's you. There's little bits and pieces that you can pull out there, but man, you've got just a sensational way of bringing it all together, and it's fun to listen to a band that is their own, and you guys certainly have that.
I agree. I feel like that, but that song is like so fresh and it's neat. I feel like it's like a great summer song. So those who are listening, definitely go back and look them up on Spotify and just blow it up in your car. But that's a great song.
It is. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We will be right back with Great White Rhino.
It's the new party of the summer. The Country Roads Music Festival at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan, July 18, 19, and 20. Restless Road, Colt Ford, and Drew Baldridge are your headliners, and they're going to be joined on stage by a host of VCS alums, including Louie Lee, Ryan Jay, Michaela Prue, Gasoline Gypsies, Kay Harper, Blue Sky, and many more. There are a host of ticket packages available. This is going to be the one you want to be at. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. We'll see you there, July 18, 19, and 20.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Great White Rhino. Just heard a just absolutely smashing rockin' tune, You Got Love. Absolutely love this. Tell me a little bit, and you guys are in a pretty busy time right now, because as I understand, you're in the process of 8 new releases, one of which we're going to hear tonight. What's the creative process look like for you guys? What's it look like when you're putting these together?
Well, sometimes Andy will have an idea, or I'll have an idea. He'll come up with an idea, like a melody, and kind of lay out some chords, and I'll come in and do maybe the lead part, stuff like that, write that guitar part for that, or sometimes I'll have a riff, you know, kind of build on that, you know, kind of.
Yeah, but I'm always usually sending them, like, you know, little clips on my cell phone, hey, you like this, you like that, and then we kind of build, and then we all get together and kind of just jam it, and then it's kind of. Usually have the music real quick, and then just I'll drive around and listen to it, and then just, you know, eventually all the words come. You always when I'm driving, it seems like.
I like that. Yeah. I like the mobile lyricist.
Yeah, right. Lots of clips.
I like that a lot. And you must be putting some serious miles on the car if you guys have 8 tunes that you're in process of releasing. That's some pretty aggressive work on your part.
Yeah. Drive a lot.
Yeah.
It's a little mileage sheet going on.
Hey, listen, it's all a tax write-off if you're doing it for the business. So so the second one that we've got queued up, I love this song, and I hope I'm not stepping out of bounds when I say this to you guys, but Dreamin' is the song that we've got up second, and I picture myself in the old, if you remember the show Happy Days, I picture myself in the Arnold's drive-thru with the waitresses coming up on their roller skates while I'm listening to this song, bringing me my root beer. It's nostalgic to me. I love this. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, wow, this is as classic as it gets. Is that what you were going for with Dreamin'?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Actually, we love vintage gear, and I was looking up vintage gear, and I just kind of brought me back to, like, you know, 50s and the early 60s, and kind of came up with a melody like that, just playing with our equipment and trying to capture like an old song, but bring it back to life, kind of.
Yeah, the old school kind of recording techniques or whatever.
Yeah, like reel to reels and stuff. So,
well, you still have the unique sound that that's not been lost on this song, but you certainly did capture the vintage feel for all of this. And yeah, I just love this.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fun. All right, let's give this one a listen. This is Great White Rhino and Dreamin'. Yes, that is Great White Rhino and Dreamin', and that does take you back. Yeah, you know, that's that you guys absolutely nailed that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to get that.
That's a fun one.
And you got Quarter Pete moving to it, so that's a good thing too.
It's really good. It's smooth. It's, like I said, it's fresh. It's new, and it's just fans are gonna love this. They're gonna eat it up.
Cool.
She's the barometer. As long as you guys have got her dancing, you know it's good.
Oh yeah.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. We are gonna come back with Great White Rhino.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPETE, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are joined tonight by Saginaw, Michigan's Great White Rhino. We have been having a blast with these guys. We met them earlier this spring, have absolutely fallen in love with their music, and they've got a great story. They've been hustling. They're doing all the things right. And guys, you know, we talk a little bit about the sound and how you've brought that all together. And the versatility, I guess, to me, is a great factor in your success, too. When we can play a song like we just did with Dreamin', we open things up with You Got Love, and that's its own unique sound, totally 90s, bringing that into that, your classic rock artists. But you've got a new one out, a new release. It's called Runnin'. Love this one, too. Tell us a little bit about the variances in the songs. I mean, are you going for something different with each one? How's that all coming about as far as shaping these is concerned?
This one, Ronan, I'd say has more of a surfer vibe to it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in that mood where I think you were looking at.
Yeah, I was searching for tremolos, like some older old guitar tremolos, and kind of I got down in a hole looking for, you know, some old surfer bands that were playing a lot of those. So then that riff just kind of came out of me, the melody, and then we kind of built it up off of that, really. And yeah, this one's probably very, very one cool. Actually,
yeah. Oh, I love it. We love it.
And this one has been released, correct? This one is out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are fortunate enough to record at White Elephant Records with Jeremiah Philbeam. So he was in a band called Dirty Americans. We kind of been friends for a while with them, and finally had an opportunity where we had some songs where we wanted to record, so took it there and cut this one there. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great time. Great people. Yeah.
Terrific. The other, now we mentioned earlier on, you've got projects going with 7 or 8 more other songs. Are we going to be seeing new releases here on a regular basis?
Yeah, we're in the process right now. We got our, like, a home studio. That's where we kind of try to get the melodies and everything recorded, and then we go out to White Elephant Records.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just waiting to get in there. They're pretty busy. So, but we got a whole new list of songs we've been playing out live a lot. So yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to keep in touch with us and let us know as they come out, so Absolutely. We can help you with the releases, because we truly enjoy this one. Let's give this one a listen. This is Runnin'. When we come back, we're going to let you guys know where you can find Great White Rhino, both electronically and in person. So let's give this one the latest release. This is Great White Rhino and Runnin'.
Check the corporate
Their latest release, that's Great White Rhino and Runnin'. And Quarter Peep has a habit of saying, you know what, that's going on my playlist. That's going on my playlist. I just love that.
She's going to say that. That's like my next running song right here.
It is. You know, I think one of the things I enjoy most about you guys is the versatility. We've had three songs on the program tonight. All three are very different, yet we hear the Great White Rhino sound. You keep that together, and you've got three completely different songs from the same band. That's entertaining for your fans, and that's got to be gratifying from your standpoint.
Yeah. You know, it's hard because we try to get them to sound similar, but they're all in different keys, and then they different times too, so they come out totally different. Some of the new ones come out a lot different too, so it's kind of like, I guess, you know, Jimi Hendrix says, he's like, none of his songs sound the same, but we try to keep those same similarities, but, you know, they just sound
you all can different. Hear you can hear that it's Great White Rhino. You know that. You know who's playing it. It's just, to me, that's we don't have bands on here that often that are that diverse. You know, there are people that have their own unique sound, and we absolutely love that. But I just love the fact that we had three songs tonight that just were in different genres, really. But just love them. I know it's you. And it's, you know, it's, that's fun. That's from where we're sitting, that makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool. Thank you.
So folks in and around this area and folks that are listening from all over the country, where do they find you?
We're on Instagram. So GWR Music on Instagram, Great White Rhino, of course, Facebook. We got our email. GreatWhiteRhino@gmail.com. We got Bandcamp. Anywhere else?
I think that's everything. Do we got any? I know we just played a lot in Detroit.
Oh, Spotify with our new single Running.
Oh yeah, Spotify. Yep.
Super. So folks, make sure you get out there and find them. You know, we're going to be following, seeing where you, do you have, now this show's coming out here towards the end of June. Do you have live shows that you're going to be playing here in the next, several months?
We're working on a couple with some other fellow bands, friends of ours, a couple different bands, probably down by Detroit area. So we're kind of hoping to get in down there again. We've mainly been playing down there a lot lately, down Detroit. So having a lot of fun.
Super.
Yeah, scenery.
Well, we'll keep pushing too. Yeah, we'll keep watching and seeing what's going on. We're going to get out and see you guys live again too. Awesome. That night was awesome, and you guys are, and we really appreciate you coming on the show with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's been amazing.
All right.
Okay, so I got to ask, because probably everybody else does, where did the name Great White Rhino come from?
It's been a while, so I don't. It was kind of like a tongue twister we were coming up with, and no one can ever say it, you know, when they're drinking three times fast. But one of those things you get. But it just seems like every name's been taken, and we kind of just, I don't remember exactly how it came to, but we were just going back and forth forever, like on band names. Like, that's all we would do. We just text each other back and forth. Finally, that one, I think, just landed after years of texting band names back and forth, it seems like.
Yeah.
Was there a runner up, or was that one? That was it. Was there like one that you're like, maybe, or?
I don't even know. It seems like it was so long ago now. And then we thought about changing it and stuff, but we, you know, you got to keep sticking with it, you know, kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's the brand. Yeah. It's the brand.
You bet. Kind of drew something.
Well, we enjoyed it too.
Well, thank you guys.
We've enjoyed it as well.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Quarter Peep, who do we have next?
Yeah, so next week we have Kevin McLaughlin.
All right, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a great one as well. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank one more time our guests, Great White Rhino. And I am not going to say that three times fast.
It's my little tongue twister. I try to get everyone to do it.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, guys. And folks out there, we really appreciate all the support you've given us. If you know of some more bands like Great White Rhino that you want us to talk with, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going to be, the website is vehiclecitysound.com. You can check out our past shows. You can check out where we're going to be hanging out. And we really, again, appreciate Great White Rhino joining us tonight. All of your support out there in podcast and YouTube land. Hey, everybody. Be good.